I mentioned earlier, one of the things, you know, as someone who works downtown, it's exciting to see the renovations that have been taking place and the restoration of the State Theater. And joining us this morning is the executive director of the State Theater Company, Stephen Williamson, is here. How are you?
I'm spectacular. Glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here, too. Thanks for coming in. Well, I was delighted to read recently that the expectations, or at least the hopes, are that by sometime this year, you're going to be showing films over at the State Theater again.
You know, that is a real possibility, a real expectation. You know, it's a difficult project. This is not putting up a mini mall. There are three buildings left in the city of Sioux Falls that still use what's called BEAUX architecture, BEAUX. One is Architecture Incorporated, which used to be the old Masonic Library. The second is the Cathedral, and the third is the State Theater. This type of architecture goes back to before pre-French Revolution, so this is a few hundred years old. And as everybody remembers, when they redid the Cathedral, that took quite some time.
Yes, it did, and a lot of money.
And you know, we're not just bringing back the State Theater. We are bringing back the State Theater to what it was as closely as we can get it to 1926 when it first opened.
Which is exciting stuff. So where are you at in the process? I mean, and this has been ongoing, long time in the making, trying to get the State Theater open again. But as I said earlier, as somebody who works just a couple of blocks down the street, it's been very exciting, especially here in the last couple of years, to see the progress that's occurred. Where do things stand today at the state?
Well, the board and especially Stacy Newcomb, who's the president of the board, who basically saved the building from it becoming rubble. We are about 95% of the way at the lobby and the foyer and the concession area. That's about 95% done. Basically, what we really need to do is just put in a popcorn machine and lay down the carpet. And that area is basically done. A few other small things, but that's by and large it. And then we'll be moving into the auditorium hopefully here pretty quick and start renovating that. Once we get our hope is that by the end of the year we can have the main auditorium floor completed and the projection room completed. And then we'll open up and then we'll start working on the balcony while the actual place is open.
Stephen Williamson is here. He's the executive director of the State Theater Company. We're talking about the restorations that are taking place there. What are some of the biggest obstacles you think that kind of stand in your way at the moment?
Well, the two biggest ones, you know, the one thing, and it's not an obstacle, it's actual responsibility. The State Theater from day one has said that we will not open with significant debt. We will not. We've seen that with too many theaters around the country that do that, and then they're just hamstrung moving forward financially. And so there are necessary funds to reopen the State Theater, but at the same time, they come in when they come in. People have pledges, they're over multi-years and things of that sort. So when people pay their pledges and enough money's in the bank from those pledges, that's when we do the work. So we're going to be very responsible in that respect. One of the, you know, challenges is obviously everything we do, we have to go through the Department of Interior. Since we have received some federal funds, we are on the National Registry as part of the downtown, historic downtown registry and all that stuff. I mean, we couldn't even pick up the carpet without that being approved.
Which has got to, I would imagine, has got to slow things down maybe for you guys some.
Well, we want to get it right.
Right.
They're helping us do that. So, they're really good once we send it to them. The thing that we really do beforehand is all the work that goes in beforehand with our historical consultant to make sure that we got it right before we send it to them. And then they approve it. They turn it around really fast. It's actually very impressive. But it's the work that goes in beforehand to make sure that we've got it right before they actually see it.
Well, let's talk about that, because you talked about restoring the State Theater to what it would have been when it originally opened.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that? How do you go about that?
Well, a few things. One, you find all the original elements that you possibly can. And in the auditorium, they're all there, but a lot of the stuff was covered up, and it's been painted over. Amazingly so, a lot of beautiful artwork was covered up with white paint. I mean, gorgeous stuff. A lot of the stencils that were on the walls were covered up with acoustic tile for 40, 50 years. There's very few people that have actually seen the original artwork in the State Theater. Even people who used to go there back in the 70s because it had acoustic tile on most of the stuff. So what we do, but we also use old photographs, especially with like the lobby, which was completely, for lack of a better term, destroyed. The only thing left of the original lobby was the terrazzo floor. Everything else had been ripped out in the 50s. We had two pictures of the original lobby, too. And our understanding is that there used to be more pictures, but they were housed at the Argus Leader. Well, the Argus Leader had a bad fire, I think, right, back in the 50s or something of that sort. Lost the vast majority of the historical photos of Sioux Falls went up in those flames. So we had two pictures that of the lobby, the original lobby, that we have basically recreated the lobby from, that are black and white. And so we sit there and go, what color is that? Well, what do you do?
Right,
So we've used the best historicism. We've used best practices. We had Conrad Schmidt has been a helper with us. They're the same people who did the cathedral, the historic renovation of that. We've had some incredible. Stacy Newcomb is brilliant when it comes to historic renovation. And we've had some good people, a guy out in Pier named Sharky Dries, who has been exceptional, who's really good at this, and another guy named Sean Kroll, who's actually in Rapid City. He's head of the Historical Society in Rapid City, and he is just exceptional. So we've really brought in some incredible people that really know this stuff.
Stephen Williamson is here. He's the executive director of the State Theater Company. Stephen Williamson is our guest this morning. He's the executive director of the State Theater Company, and we've been talking about the renovations that are taking place there and at least the hope that potentially they could may be able to start showing movies again at the State Theater later this year. Once the state opens, what's the plan? What kinds of things can we expect from the state, Steve?
You know, first and foremost, we're going to be the first downtown movie theater exclusively since 1991, when the State Theater actually closed.
Right.
Now, the Cinedome does some stuff, and they do some great stuff. But we will we'll do blockbusters. We'll do the best in independent film. It's like, what was it, about a year or two ago, The Artist won the best picture of the year, and it was here for basically a cup of coffee. And so it would have a longer stay at the State Theater.
Sure.
Things of that sort. So that will be primarily a movie theater. That fits in really well with what downtown wants. There's been some questionnaires and some surveys, and a lot of people live downtown say, hey, we want a movie theater downtown. B, it fits in with what the Pavilion's already doing and the Orpheum's already doing. We're not here to recreate the wheel, what they're already doing exceptionally well. We want to add to what they're doing and be a part of the downtown community. And we need a movie theater downtown, and we want to do that.
Well, it's fascinating to listen to you as you talk about the renovation of the building. What are maybe some of the biggest surprises you found down there?
Oh, my. You know, there's not a day that I don't give a tour of the something of that sort that I don't find something new at the State Theater. It's pretty amazing. It's a huge place. But the most, probably still to this day, the most interesting is the tunnels. There's a tunnel underneath the State Theater that connects the boiler room to the actual you can walk the tunnel and go right underneath the stage. But also within that boiler room, which is now all blocked off, is the tunnel that used to connect downtown Sioux Falls to the old Cataract and the Carpenter and stuff, places of that sort. And people who were performers used to be able to leave those places, walk the tunnel, and then walk the tunnel underneath the State Theater, come right underneath the stage, and would never see a soul.
Amazing. Now, as we talk about the renovation and obviously requiring a lot of money, you've had some incredible benefactors that have helped move that project forward. Talk about that.
You know, we've been very blessed. we were very successful in our Chamber Appeals campaign. So we're very thankful for the Sioux Falls Area Chamber of Commerce and all the donors. We met that goal and surpassed it. It was $1.2 million. We've had some very nice individual gifts. Obviously, we love Sylvia Henkin with the passion of a thousand suns. I just saw her 2 nights ago out at Grill 26. You know, she's 93 years old, and here she is. And we just give her a big hug, and she gives you a big hug back. And it's always nice to see Sylvia. We've had some very nice gifts, but at the same time, we have to raise more money. We have to raise more money.
And let's talk about that. For people, maybe you want to help. What can they do?
There's a few different ways. I mean, you can go online to Sioux Falls State Theater. .org and Sioux Falls State Theater, and theater is re.org, and give a gift online. You can do a pledge. You can contact the State Theater directly at 605-335-5757, and we can just talk about it, see what you want to do. If you're really interested in doing something significant, give me a call or anything at all. I'd love to show you the State Theater. Give us a call at 605-335-5757. Let me know if you want to come down and take a peek at the place. You know, we have to be somewhat thoughtful on, you know, where we go and things of that sort. There's a kind of still a hard hat area, but at the same time, you know, we always want to show people.
Let's talk about you mentioned you'll be moving into the auditorium and work will be proceeding there.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you expect that will take?
You know, it's a good 8 months. It's a good 8 months. Even though it's most of the original elements are much more in much better shape than what we found the lobby, which was zero, outside the terrazzo floor.
Right.
I mean, we had to remake the box office. I mean, the box office was gone in the lobby. That's a good 8 months. We got to get into the walls a little bit to put in new electrical, new HVAC. And that's time consuming. And we have to be very thoughtful about making sure that we do that without disturbing the artwork and the elements that are in there at this time.
It sounds beautiful, amazing. Obviously, a lot of us have memories of the State Theater, mm-hmm. but it's fascinating to hear you talk about some of those elements that even those of us who have been there have never seen.
It'll be, and for a lot of people that went to the State Theater back in the 60s and 70s, not only will they see what they grew up with, but they'll see a whole new theater that they did not know existed. It's pretty incredible. And you know, again, I take my hat off to Stacy Newcomb. She is the president of the board. She is just a genius when it comes to this stuff, and just kind of a pretty passionate person for this kind of thing.
Well, listen, we wish you the best of luck,
mm-hmm.
and we look forward to talking to you again here soon as things progress.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
All
right. It's Stephen Williamson. He is the executive director of the Sioux Falls State Theater Company.